Well, Martin, the first of the games is your own Niamh Connell taking on St. Junan's. Certainly an interesting tie, I suppose, two contrasting teams. One maybe more seasoned and more experienced and another young and emerging team.
Yeah, for sure, Tom. I suppose Junan's now seem to be the young and emerging team. And I think after last weekend's performance against Milford, they've certainly put themselves up on the ranking a notch or two, you know. And in fairness, from what I gather, Unions are going in as favourites against Niamh Connell, which of course will suit Niamh Connell. It's going to be a big game. Nobody knows what's going to happen on the day. The break of a ball could win the game, and it's going to be all down to battles, who picks up who and stuff like that. So we're hoping it's going to be a good game, and that's the main thing. But definitely on the basis of Niamh Connell's performance against Glenfinn, I suppose in a way they huffed and puffed and got by against a determined and very game Glenfinn team. So based on the performance against Milford, Union's going in as favourites, Tom, and I think everybody in Niamh Connell will be quite happy with that.
Yeah, having said that, as you know from your own experiences, Martin, both of the player and the management, sometimes a big win can go two ways for you.
Of course, Tom, and listen, St. Junan's are going to be under no illusions going into this game on Sunday. What's ahead of them? They know they're playing against a team with great experience and a couple of young players introduced, of course, Niamh Connell too, but the main men are still there and doing the business, even going back from 2005, from the first Niamh Connell Championship. You know, you still have the likes of Leo and Owen Wade and Brendy and men like that, Tony Thompson, men that are going to step up on the big day and always perform for the team, you know. So St. Junan's know what's ahead of them, but like that, Niamh Connell have a new thing to deal with. They have more than Niall O'Donnell as such to look after on Sunday, because Niall O'Donnell of course has been the player of the championship so far. He's produced it week in, week out, but they know now after last week, the likes of James Kelly scored 1-3. Young Owen McGee, and of course 3 goals and a point, in a county quarter-final is a great experience for him, even actually to be in a semi-final now, a young man. So there's so much for them to watch, and it's a matter probably of who picks up who could be the one enough on the day, Tom.
What are the key matchups as you see them?
Well, the big thing really is as opposed from Niamh Connell's point of view, is who picks up Niall O'Donnell. And, no matter where he goes, do you put an extra man kind of sitting hovering in front of him or what way? Because I've noticed a lot of teams, I know Gidor do it, Kilcar sometimes do it with Michael Higgerty. The play stayed up until, something like this happens, and then maybe Neil McGee will do a sitting role. And, it's up to Niamh Connell whether they go to double marking him. I would fancy the likes of maybe Alton Doherty would go and pick up Niall. Union Doherty can do a good man job too, but I think Union will be more interested in getting up and down the pitch. I think Alton probably could be the man. Kevin McGettigan would be another man ideal, but hasn't been in the frame the last couple of weeks. Is supposed to be fit again, but it's going to be hard for a player to get to be introduced on a big day like that. Maybe he'll come in. I would expect him maybe to come in. But they also there's more than Niall probably to be sitting up to taking note of. The likes of Darren Mulgrew, how do you stop him pushing up the pitch? So maybe Niamh Connell might push somebody like Union Doherty on to him and maybe make him think about making these runs that if things go wrong, maybe be punished on the other side. So that's another big thing, who picks up him, because he's been really hurting teams as well, and proved that with his 1-3 the last day against Milford, Tom.
And who are the men that St. Junan's have to pay special attention to, and I suppose get their man markers right?
Well, of course, from the last day, even against Glenfinn, the man that stood up really was Kieran Thompson. He done an exhibition of fielding in the second half, really, that more or less won the game for Niamh Connell. Owen McGettigan, of course, is playing very well too. Centre forward, he's on the ball, he's buzzing about all the time, looking for it. Unions have the likes of probably maybe Keelan Ward might come back to Owen McGettigan, or maybe Connor Park could be the man. He's a good man marker. He's another possibility, and I would probably be thinking maybe Connor Park could be the man they might put on Owen McGettigan. Probably in the middle of the field, with Kieran Thompson, the way he's playing, they might leave Sean McGettigan on him. Big, strong man that can field and, muscle his way out of tackles as well. Or indeed, they might have a choice and push Rory Kavanagh. Of course, Rory Kavanagh comes in, they might put him straight into number 6. And if they do, you know, they'll probably leave it to Sean McGettigan. But I wouldn't be surprised if you've seen Rory Kavanagh out around the middle too, and defending his corner with Kieran Thompson. Of course, the other big thing is inside. I mean, Fornie of Connell have a lot of different choices for big men inside. You have Kieran Gallagher, Charlie McGinnis, Leo McClune. You know, there's so many choices. Young Nathan Byrne, if he starts or even if he comes in. So they're going to have to be very physically strong, St. Junan's League, defensively. And, you know, they have the men. I mean, their full back line, you know, has been immense so far. Young Connor Park, Keelan Ward and Morrison, you know. So I would expect Morrison probably to come maybe and pick up either Charlie or Leo. Now, Leo drifts in and out, so you'll probably find that Morrison will pick up Charlie, a big, strong battle. And, you know, Morrison's the type of player, if he wins a ball, you know, he's nearly like the old-style Martin Griffin. When he comes out with the ball, teams take note, and it lifts his own team, and he's a real strong player for them, you know, and he's been playing very, very well for them. So I think Morrison could be picking up Charlie McGinnis. Leo probably drifting in and out. Possibly Keelan Ward might be the man to go with him. But it's going to be interesting, Tom, before the dust settles, as they say.
Yeah, and I know what your heart says. What's the head saying? Is it going with the heart?
Well, I'm going to slightly, as they say, hope that the head goes the same, you know. But look, there's going to be a real battle. And you know, and I said of the two games, I was just chatting to somebody earlier, you know, out of the two games, if they both ended the draw, it wouldn't be hugely surprised. But look, you know, I think just the experience in Niamh Connell on the day, and maybe I'm giving them the kiss of death, but I think the experience in Niamh Connell maybe on the day, well, I'm hoping that it may just edge it for them, Tom.
And then moving on to the other one, I don't think Niamh Connell or St. Junes will mind, but this is looked at as the big game of the weekend, really, isn't it? Guidoir, the defending champions, and Kilcar. Despite Guidoir winning Ulster and the reigning champions, Kilcar probably going into this game as the favourites.
It's probably strange too that, you know, I've said that before, Guidoir being Ulster champions, coming back to defend their title, and they're not even favourites to win Donegal, which, you know, even after everything's kind of, the dust has settled after last weekend, their ranking hasn't changed as such. Kilcar is still top of the ratings, as they say, you know. Look, it's going to be an absolutely huge game, and I think it's a game that probably even Niamh Connell and Unions are quite happy to let them battle away. And you know, everybody's seen that as a possible final from day one this year, Kilcar and Guidoir, and a lot of people probably look for that as a final and would have wanted it to have it at the semi-final stage. But by no means, whoever wins it, they'll know that they haven't got it everything, or they won't have everything their own way in the final. Look at Kilcar, are definitely the form team and then the group side of it. But I mean, they showed last weekend, no more than Guidoir, that they have a wee kink in their armour as well, you know. Both of them kind of had wee stumbling blocks last weekend, you know, in different ways. Kilcar's maybe fell asleep for 20 minutes in the second half, and Hugh McFadden and co, you know, nearly punished them. Guidoir were all but home and hosed as such, and took off one or two of their big players against Bundoran, and then almost rued it at the end. I think if there's another maybe 2 minutes at the end, Guidoir will be out of the championship. But it is strange, you know, the way it's going. Kilcar and Guidoir, both of them showing that they have weakness as such, going into a big game like this, but it's going to be really interesting on the day, Tom.
Matchups again, where are the key tussles, where are the key battles?
I think, you know, I probably still can see, you know, Neil McGee will probably do the holding role, probably sitting in front of maybe one of the McFaddens who'll do a pickup job. But, you know, sometimes Neil then will go out, maybe swap with Eamon, and Eamon will come in and drift in for a while. And, you know, Neil showed he can kick a score too. He done that the last day against Bundoran. He went up early days and kicked a score and went back to his position again, you know. But probably the likes of, you know, I think from the Guidoir point of view, Kevin Cassidy, I probably could see Conor McShane being a natural kind of a marker for him. You know, it's probably difficult to know, will Michael Higgerty come in? You know, I think Michael maybe hasn't played enough. So, you know, he'd probably be coming in and you know, he had a Cameron effect last weekend, obviously, against Kelly Beggs. But whether he starts or not is a big thing.
Martin, talk to me about Guidoir. What do you make of them this year?
Well, Tom, I just don't think Guidoir are where they were last year. I mean, I think, you know, last year that they were absolutely superb in everything they'd done. You know, and I've seen them a couple of times this year, obviously against Unions the first day out. You know, Unions probably deserved to win it. And, you know, maybe a draw was maybe a fair result at the end, but Gidor just weren't pushing on as much as they were against Michaels. It took to the second half when they played against the Wund, to get going as such, and that nearly kick-started their season with that second half against Michaels, playing against a strong Wund, you know. But I just don't think they're at the level where they were last year, Tom, and like I say, you know, it could be proven completely wrong come Sunday. It's pure strength that they have, and they're going to use it, obviously, on Sunday to try and dismantle Kilcare. But, you know, the likes of Cian Mulligan, who hasn't been 100% the last couple of games. He came in the last day against Bundoran, which may have been tactical as well, and maybe they were saving him. But if he starts, it's a big plus for them. But to me, they're just not firing on all cylinders. And look, at what better day to come firing on all cylinders than this Sunday in a Championship semi-final against Kilcare?
Some people say that it's not that easy to turn it on. You know, you just can't go from just being mediocre and just getting over the line, then turn on a switch and find your A game.
Well, I think, Tom, it's all different. It's down to the opposition on the day too. You know, it'll always be said if you're one of the top gun teams and you're playing a lower team, you know, the lower team maybe will drag you down and you do have to battle to win that game. Whereas when you're playing a big team like Kilcare, I think you'll find you'll be automatically switched on. It's a matter of whether things go your way in the day and whether you have the hunger to win that breaking ball and things like that. A lot of different things what will determine what happens on the day. But I think there's no doubt that Gidor will be switched on come Kilcare half three on Sunday. There's no doubt about that. Whether they're good enough on the day remains to be seen, Tom.
And tell me, how do you see it go and where? How do you see it panning out?
Well, it's a matter of whether Kilcare can get their running game going, Tom, you know. I mean, once they get the right men on the ball, they get Ryan on the ball and transferring to Mark, to Kieran McGinley, you know, once you get it to the men that can hurt teams like Andrew McLean and Owen McHugh, and Conor Doherty has been exceptional so far, they've got pace all over the pitch. And whether Gidor allow them, which I doubt if they'll get the free run of the place, but I still think they'll have enough pace all over, and probably Kootenays as well. Kilcare will be well tuned into how Gidor play and everything. And I think the physical battle which Gidor will want to such, and they'll want to kind of hurt them physically to kind of, you know, to get their scores as such. But I just think Kilcare will be too tuned in for them. They'll get the quick kick out and get the right men on the ball. If they get Michael Higgerty on, probably maybe by half time or the like of that, he'll settle things and he'll get the right ball inside. You know, even the likes of Kieran McGinley coming from midfield, scored three super points the last day against Killybegs late on. He's still playing exceptional as well, but I just think the pace of Kilcare will be the one enough of the day, Tom.
And tell me, how can Gidor hurt Kilcare? How can they get at?
Well, look at, you know, they have the strength inside with Cassidy. Eamon Collum is playing inside along, young Ethan Harkin as well, but he comes out a lot, looking for a ball as such to try and make things happen. But of course, the one in for Gidor nearly every day, it probably depends on how Oran McNeilis goes. You know, he's absolutely superb at the minute, and if they can get him on the ball coming out around, taking the ball off the midfielders and getting the right ball into Cassidy and Eamon Collum, you know, that could win any game as such. But even the last day, you know, it shows you with Oran McNeilis moved inside against Bundoran at the start of the second half, one ball came in and he was turned within a split second and taken down for a penalty, and that was, should have been like game over for as a resulting penalty. So Oran has a choice to come inside and he'll hurt you inside, or if he comes out, he'll get on the ball and get quality ball inside, you know. But they'll need Gidor in order to Gidor won the day. I think they'll need the strength of Kieran Gillespie coming from number six and you know, getting through that one or two tackles to open things up for them. I think he's going to be a huge player for them, and I'd be very surprised if he doesn't start.
And what's the verdict? How do you see it go?
Well, I think, as I say, pace be power, Tom, but I think for me the pace will pay off on Sunday, you know. I just think Kilcare have the intent, and because I don't think Gidor are at the same level as last year, and of course they'll lift themselves, you know, come Sunday, but I just think the intent that Kilcare have shown all year, they're nothing if not consistent. I think if they get Ryan McHugh up and down the pitch, and Mark McHugh will chip in with a point or two, Conor Doherty, Andrew, Owen McHugh, if they get the right men running, I can't see but a Kilcare